Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Asylum by Uncle Waffles. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Asylum was released on March 31st, 2023 under cosign Proprietary Limited, distributed by Encore Recordings. It has 7 songs, which is an estimated runtime of about 38 minutes, 24 seconds. And I counted no less than 17 features, which is true to, well, Amapiano fashion. And that in itself comes with multiple producer placements. I do have to say, with the way Uncle Waffles has been touring, the way she's been just getting, you know, like the BBC Radio 1 residency and everything else that's going on for her, I was not expecting an album, but kudos to her for actually working on the music in the background and saying, you know what, I've got even more to give. Asylum opens up with Skubuhandro, which is alongside Shakes and Les. And something really cool about Amapiano in general, well, the South African version for the most part, and in this song in particular for an intro, is the long build-up. You know, by the time we got to about the minute mark, the good part of the song hadn't even kicked in yet. And that typifies what Amapiano was, particularly in those like 2019, 2020, and maybe early 2021 parts of the genre. Obviously, as the sound got more adopted across the continent and, you know, more people outside of South Africa were vibing with it, they didn't really want the long intros. And somewhere, somehow, they kind of got drowned out and the intros got shorter and shorter. But in this case, well, the long intro is back. And interestingly, this is the longest song on Asylum at 8 minutes, 30 seconds. But I loved the patient build-up because even for an intro, it works. There was great anticipation build-up, particularly with the keys that were just playing in the background before the bass line actually dropped. And you get a sense of where exactly the song is headed. Interestingly, it does not have the big Amapiano logdrum drum drop, you know, the drop that you're waiting for. Across the 8 minutes, I was waiting for it and didn't get it. And that's why for an intro it works. It's an intro. The song we all know from Asylum is Ya Ya Pia. Ya Ya Pia. Well, featuring PC, EQ and Schley, and it also has Tony Duado and Justin 99. Now, you might be saying, okay, this song was only released like 3 days before the album release, or 2 days before the album release. And I get it. But it's been huge on TikTok for the last few months. And everybody was asking Uncle Waffles, when is this song dropping? Everybody knows it. It's got a crazy, crazy TikTok challenge and easily the biggest song of this album. It's going to be hard to eclipse, but as we listen through the rest of the songs, we will see. But Uncle Waffles did well, particularly after the success of songs such as Tanzania from a previous EP, to come up with something like Ya 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 Pia is excellent. Admittedly, for me, there are a lot of artists on Asylum by Uncle Waffles that I had no idea existed until this project. So shout out to Uncle Waffles for actually putting other people on the spot, which is pretty awesome. One of them is a rapper by the name of, I think it's Scummy or Scummy. I'm not sure how that's said, but it's S-C-U-M-I-E, and she is super talented. She's on the song Morocco, and this one takes a bit of a different direction from the, you know, hard-hitting sort of Amapiano Zotata Tobeza type. It goes into a realm of a fusion like the underlying drums and percussions are really like Private School Piano, but then, you know, it goes into more of a, almost like a hip-hop piano kind of vibe. You know, she's rapping and all that, and I found that quite interesting. It was just a different brand, still in the piano lane, but this one will actually score a different audience for Uncle Waffles. And I think it's gonna be for people that like artists such as Blackie, for example, D Koala, thereabouts. Uncle Waffles also taps into the Skeeja vibes with SLS, which is alongside Shakes, Les, and Ghost. Again, you know what? She's actually building a serious catalog for herself, which is just fueled by songs that are easy to listen to and they're for the dance floor. Interestingly, when I was talking to my friend Mark from TZ Tanzania, who runs the podcast 30 Minutes with Mark, you were saying something pretty profound about this, and which is, you know, she will play a lot of these songs on her sets, and she is set up, which makes it interesting. It comes full circle. She got popular, you know, playing other people's songs, but now she's got her own songs that she can also incorporate into her musical sets wherever she goes across the world. She is playing on the biggest stages, which only drives her brand forward. Now, the last thing I will say about Asylum really is, when you listen to the last three songs, which is Angry Birds, Baby, and Blue Tick, any one of those three songs could blow up. And they have the DNA, they have the sound of something that could become big. I think more so Angry Birds and Blue Tick together. And then Baby sits on its own. And I think Baby could be one of those local smash hits in South Africa, particularly in the Kasi's, and not a kind of like big hit across South Africa and Africa in general. So there's something there, and either one of those songs could pop if they're pushed the right way. And it was a strong finish to the project, in my opinion. All in all, Uncle Waffles has stepped it up from Red Dragon, which was her debut EP, to Asylum, which is her debut album in this case. Fantastic career trajectory. I've already done a video on Uncle Waffles, how she made it, which is on my YouTube channel, MJ Wemoto, MJWEMOTO. So check that out. It's worth checking out. Her story is amazing, by the way. And besides the star power, her music is also growing. This is a very, very strong project that she's set out for everybody. In the Amapiano space, she's captured, you know, more hearts with this. And there's already a smash hit from this album. And there's a chance that we might get another smash hit or two from this album. And a lot of songs that are going to be on the fringes of that. As a result, I will give Asylum by Uncle Waffles a solid 7 out of 10. Very well done, and it's going to take her places. Not that she hasn't gone places already, but I think it's going to really cement her star in the local market for Amapiano as a front runner. Right up there with the best of the best, not just DJ, but when it comes to production and creating music, she's doing it. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Wemoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dandy.
Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.